I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. A three-day firearm season for deer is set for this week in West Virginia. It is a stark change from the past, and I'll explain a little more about it coming up in just a moment. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. West Virginia deer hunters are experiencing changes never before seen in the state this hunting season. The archery season opened 2 weeks earlier than normal this year, and this week hunters will be able to kill an antlerless deer on private land Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with a rifle. Gary Foster is game management supervisor at DNR.
It really is a direct result of our review and revision of our operational plan, and we primarily, in a lot of counties, we do need to increase our antlerless deer harvest, and we felt that, you know, continuing to add days at the end of the season, later in December, or even increasing bag limits was probably not going to be effective.
Foster says as they looked at things, there were three key reasons to move those antlerless hunting days from December to October.
Hopefully, increased harvest. Weather typically is better, more attractive to hunters to get out here in the end of October than it may be later in December. You know, removing antlerless deer earlier in the season, of course, should make more food available for the other deer that would still be on the landscape later in the year, or for other wildlife species as well. And I guess thirdly would be that we, you know, if we can take a significant percentage of antlerless deer out, that it should increase the intensity of the rut. The peak of that rut here coming up in a couple weeks in November, it should make it more intense.
Now, for many years, the DNR has been liberalizing the antlerless season in West Virginia, but Foster says because of changing times, the numbers in the harvest just aren't keeping up with the numbers they need to remove for a couple of reasons.
We do not have as many deer hunters as we did, a decade ago. That's not just a West Virginia trend, but a kind of a national trend, especially in the eastern part of the country here. So I think that's part of it. And another issue is that, you know, our habitat over the last quarter of a century or last 20 or 30 years has declined.
You need a Class N stamp to kill a doe this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday on private land in any county with an antlerless hunting season. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.